And the Dallas Mavericks are celebrating their biggest win ever. Last night in Dallas, they took on the Philadelphia 76ers and, led by coach Rick Carlisle, won with a 53-point victory, final score 123-70. What a blowout. But unless you're one of our listeners in Nevada, you, of course, did not bet on that game, right? Because that would be illegal. Well, the NBA's new commissioner, Adam Silver, wants to change that. In an op-ed in the New York Times today, he wrote, "Sports betting should be brought out of the underground and into the sunlight where it can be appropriately monitored and regulated." What will that mean in the business world? Mike Regan is editor for Bloomberg News. Mike, what kind of money are we talking about here?
Oh, Robin, hi. Thanks. First of all, you must have realized I'm from Philadelphia with that
I'm
intro.
So sorry. What a terrible thing this was.
From the land of Larry Bird, you're really digging the knife in there.
Sorry.
But this is absolutely a big business. It's very difficult to put an exact dollar figure on it since so much of it exists in the shadows and, you know, with the illegal bookies and that sort of thing. Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA today, put an estimate at about $400 billion a year, which is very similar to an estimate that a commission that was created by Congress way back in 1999 estimated that it's anywhere from $80 billion to $380 billion. So close to what Silver's talking about here. And, you know, obviously, if it were to be made legal, that figure would probably go up dramatically. So it's certainly a lot of money at stake.
Well, and in Congress in 92 made it illegal. But who would benefit? Now, we know Chris Christie, New Jersey, signed a bill authorizing sports betting in his state, but that was blocked by a federal court. So who would benefit if it was made legal?
Certainly all of the major casinos would benefit, and there likely would be a big startup wave on the internet of websites to cater to sports gamblers. And clearly, based on the position that Adam Silver is taking, it's safe to assume that the professional sports leagues would benefit too. You know, if they're not able to somehow share in the revenue, at least it'll certainly drum up more attention to their leagues and to their games. So, you know, a lot of people with stand to benefit with stakes in this. Yeah.
Well, the thinking has always been that if there's betting, players might throw a game. Now we've got high-salaried players who probably couldn't be bribed, but maybe officials could be paid to throw a game. So talk about those regulations that Silver's suggesting.
Well, yeah, obviously, you know, he made a point in his op-ed today that the integrity of the game is first and foremost. As you said, though, it's, you know, sports have come so far from back in, the last century, in the early part of the century, when there were a rash of point shaving and games being fixed. Now, you know, anybody in a position to fix a player anyway, in a position to fix an NBA game, it's just out of the realm of possibility to influence them with any sort of monetary incentive.
And he's suggesting mandatory monitoring that would report unusual betting line movements, a licensing protocol, things like that, minimum age verification, things like that. But meanwhile, earlier this week, the NBA reached a deal with FanDuel. This is the web-based fantasy sports company. It'll become the NBA's official fantasy basketball outlet, and people are allowed to bet against one another in fantasy sports. So is maybe fantasy driving reality?
Yeah, it's, again, fantasy, another booming element of the sports business. And it's really sort of a gray area, what FanDuel does. You know, rather than, you know, betting against the 76ers, which is probably a good bet any game this year, you know, you're picking fantasy players and you're gambling against other, you know, fantasy players. So it's a bit of a gray area and certainly something that I'm sure is playing into the calculus here for Adam Silver and other professional sports executives who are talking about possibly legalizing gambling.
Mike Regan of Bloomberg News and fan of those fabulous Philadelphia 76ers who apparently had just a bad night last night.
Yes.
Mike, thanks as always.
Thank you, Ron.